Hello, this is Brother Howard Majalagbe, welcoming you, brothers and sisters, to Daily Devotion. Exodus chapter 24, I'd like to pick from verse 12 to verse 18. And the Lord said unto Moses, Come up to me into the mount and be there. And I will give thee tables of stone, and a law, and commandments which I have written, that thou mayest teach them. And Moses rose up, and his minister Joshua. And Moses went up into the mount of God. And he said unto the elders, Tarry ye here for us, until we come again unto you. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. If any man have any matters to do, let him come unto them. And Moses went up into the mount, and a cloud covered the mount. And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai. And the cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day he called unto Moses, out of the midst of the cloud, and the sight of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel. And Moses went into the midst of the cloud and got him up into the mount. And Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. Brothers and sisters, when God called Moses to come, he called devoted men, Aaron, Hur. But God chose Moses to come up higher because he was a different kind of a man. He understood the heart of God. He had an experience. God saw that he was a praying man. He was a devoted man. Brothers and sisters, may God call me higher. Let us pray that God will call you higher. That we can come in the presence of God and not just walk away. But he said, come and be there. May we come and abide in the presence of the Lord. Let us stay in the Word of God. And you see what he says in the verse. He said, and the sight of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel. And Moses went into the midst of the cloud. God overshadowed Moses. Brothers and sisters, Moses is a type of a servant. I pray that my life and yours can be of servitude. That God can envelop us in his glory. We can be enveloped in his power. We can be enveloped in his presence. That will not just be like Aaron and Hur. They came far. But God called for Moses to come up higher, to come into his presence and be there. Brothers and sisters, I pray that in my Christian journey and in your Christian journey, we'll be encouraged by this word to know that God has called us to a higher calling in Christ Jesus. Let us go into the presence of God and be there. For this devotion hour, I want us to meditate on that word, being there, abiding there, staying there, having confidence. Let us pray. Say, Father, help me today to let go of my wandering ways, to cast away the sin that does easily beset me. Let me take my Bible. Let me take my perseverance again, O God. Let me take, O God, this time to be with you. Let me go back and have prayer time again, a quiet time with the Lord, like I used to do when I first believed. God, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Help me to overcome the temptations, the besetting sins, the things that do hinder. And Lord, as I go into this day, make me a channel of blessing. Let the glory of God radiate in my life. God bless you, brothers and sisters. I love you very much. And tomorrow we'll share more about abiding in the presence of the Lord and staying there, the importance of staying in the presence of God. God bless you. God bless you.